Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
NASA and SpaceX were forced to delay the launch of a replacement crew of four astronauts to the International Space Station that would have set in motion the long-awaited return of US astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. The two NASA astronauts flew to space in June. They weren't able to return on a Boeing spacecraft after it was deemed unsafe, and they are still there. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Shane Bergen from the UCD School of Education and space commentator Leo Enright. Now, Leo, I know you were waiting and watching for this launch yesterday when it was postponed. So what happened?
Good morning, Claire. Good morning. Nothing happened is the bottom line. I'm afraid the ground equipment sprang a leak. It wasn't the rocket itself. So they're hoping to try again this evening, fingers crossed, about midnight Irish time. And if that happens, then the trapped crew, as it were, the people who've been stranded in space since last summer, should be back on the ground in less than 2 weeks.
So, Shane, the astronauts, as I mentioned, they left Earth in June. It was supposed to be an 8-day mission. Imagine that. And they have been stuck there ever since. Maybe you might just give us a sense of what happened since June.
Well, I think, good morning, Claire. Good morning, Leo. I think we've all gone on trips like this, where we arrive with maybe 8 days of clothes and you end up staying for ages. And that's what's happened for Sonny and Butch. Fortunately, 90% of their training is to expect the unexpected and for them to be able to cope with this most unusual situation. Because things happen when we send people up to space and try to get them home. It's complicated. Just because we have all this technology, it's not like driving a car. It's not like flying an airplane. It is incredibly complicated to get these things right. And so they have been stuck on the space station 400 kilometers above the surface of the Earth for 281 days. But of course, this is not a record. It's not even close to the record. Frank Rubio spent 371 days on the International Space Station in 2023. So astronauts are well used to being on the space station for quite a long time. There's plenty of food, plenty to drink and plenty to do.
Well, it's about, as Shane says, Lee, it's about your expectations. You know, if you only expect to go for 8 days and you're there for 281 and counting. But they are very experienced and very well trained and they'll be busy, isn't that right? Leo, can you hear me?
Yes, Claire. They've been very busy indeed. Indeed, each of them have taken spacewalks. They've been outside of the space station since they arrived there, doing experiments outside the station. They spent more than 900 hours since they arrived at the space station doing work, and they've been working, we're told, on about 150 different scientific experiments, some of them for the European Space Agency.
Leo, you sound like you're in space yourself. We might just try and fix that line while we speak to Shane. So we're getting a sense there, Shane, through the broken line of what life would be like for them up there. But you mentioned earlier on that they have enough food, they have enough water, they've plenty of experience. Are you expecting that they will be quite comfortable then on the 281st day?
I am. You know, they have a space that's equivalent to a 6-bedroom house. They have 2 bathrooms. They have a gym because they are living in a low gravity environment. So they have to work out for about 2 hours a day to keep their muscle mass going. And as Leo said, they have to do experiments. And the space station is a model for international cooperation. Since the year 2000, 15 countries have come together to build it. And we continuously run experiments in this low gravity environment for scientists from over 100 countries. And this enables us to learn about basic scientific things in ways that have direct application for the rest of us back here on Earth. But they do it in an extreme environment. Like the water that they drink is condensed sweat and it's also recycled pee. So, yeah, of course, like how would you, water is really heavy. So So if you were to send a rocket up to the space station with all the water you'd need, you'd be sending them up very frequently. So they go up and they have a contained environment and they're able to recycle all of the water vapor that they expel in different ways so they can consume it again. And of course, they're not drinking pee, they're drinking water that has come from the pee. So just in case your listeners are thinking, God love them.
Well, listen, in truth, that's what we're all drinking, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard those stories when I lived in big cities about the water you're drinking being recycled. But I think they're the extreme situation. But I have read and I believe that the water they're drinking is in fact cleaner than most of the water we drink here back on Earth.
And Leo is back with us. The International Space Station then, Leo, I mean, it has been continually inhabited since the year 2000, so coming up on 26 years. I mean, how many crew are there at the space station at any one time?
At any one time, usually six astronauts are working on the space station. They need that number, Claire, because just to keep the station going needs four people anyway. So you need those extra two so that you can get the sort of science done that justifies the amount of money that the Americans, the Europeans, the Canadians, the Russians even, are putting into this international program. It's an extremely busy place to be. It's also quite noisy because there are fans running all the time. And don't forget, there are three Chinese astronauts living and working on the Chinese space station as we speak as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have been speaking, haven't they, Leo, about their experience from the space station. They've dodged some political questions in those interviews and they've dealt with it in a very calm way. But why did they have to do some dodging, much like Micheál Martin yesterday, perhaps?
Yeah, Claire, I'm afraid, yes, the weirdness has extended into outer space. The week started very badly for NASA. The NASA chief scientist was sacked on Monday, and a rake of people working on diversity programs at NASA were fired on Monday as well. Now, diversity is important in science and technology because it's a real problem. It's been a place that really has been dominated by white men for so long. Diversity programs are central to what space agencies, including our own in Europe, do. So it's quite a shock that NASA have simply fired everybody from that program. The astronauts assure us, we talked to them there about 4 or 5 days ago, they assure us their jobs are safe.
Shane, it's become a political question then, hasn't it? You know, why have they been left up there for so long?
Yeah, absolutely. But remember, science is and always has been a political thing. The only reason that humans ever went to space was to kind of, you know, manifest some sort of tension between the West and the East back in the 20th century. And this continues, but we're seeing it in a rather extreme case at the moment. Remember, the spacecraft that's supposedly launching at midnight tonight is a SpaceX spacecraft. And who owns that? Only Elon Musk. And who is he to your listeners at the moment? Well, he's Donald Trump's right-hand man. So there is a lot of political complication when it comes to these things. But what I would say is that the scientists there are always able to actually get past those geopolitical barriers and work with each other for the common good and to develop all of the things. So science offers us a model, perhaps, for international diplomacy and international relations. The ISS was built at the height of this, the year 2000. And in 2025, we really have to redouble our efforts as scientists to ensure that we have diverse programs, not just in terms of geopolitics, but also the types of things and the types of people that are working on them. Because as Leo said, diversity is really important in science because you will get groupthink. If you have only one type of people doing the science, they will only think about people like them. And year after year, students talk to me about the forgotten people in science and the consequences for the public at large. It weakens science if you don't have a diverse group of people doing it.
All right, so to come back then to finish, Leo, on our two astronauts who are up there. When are they going to get home?
Well, it does look like they'll be back on the 19th or 20th of this month. That's the current plan if the mission launches tonight. But it could vary. They could be delayed by a day or two because a lot depends on the weather back here on Earth. They cannot land, obviously, into a storm at sea. So they're still not 100% sure when they get home.
Thank you both so much. That's Leo Enright and Dr. Shane Bergen there joining us. Next up, Nevin will be here. Nevin Maguire with his take on Irish classics.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.